Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The campaign manager for Bernie Sanders says the presidential candidate is having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign. Sanders lost the three Democratic primary elections yesterday to Joe Biden. These were in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Ohio suspended its primary election because of coronavirus concerns. The Sanders news comes as President Trump says he'll hold a news conference today and talk about the virus. He didn't say what time this would be. NPR's Mara Liasson says the virus pandemic is now beginning to affect the presidential race.
I think it's transforming it in a profound way, but we don't know exactly what the effect will be when people start dying and losing their jobs in large numbers, and how voters will judge President Trump's leadership in this crisis.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University are tracking the virus outbreak. They report that in the United States, there are nearly 6,500 diagnosed cases. They say at least 114 people have died. Worldwide, more than 200,000 cases are reported. Doctors in China who have been treating patients with COVID-19 warn health officials in Europe are repeating early mistakes they made in the city of Wuhan. They warn European officials are putting health care workers in danger. NPR's Ping Huang reports.
A doctor who works with COVID-19 patients in Wuhan, China, says healthcare workers need proper equipment and training to protect themselves. Dr. Wu Dong is with Peking Union Medical College.
In the last few days, we know that our European colleagues are also contracting the disease during their daily practice. And the proportion is quite similar to the early time in Wuhan. So we need to protect our medical staff.
Wu says that suggests similar mistakes are being made. Doctors Without Borders reports that about 1,700 healthcare workers in Italy have gotten COVID-19. It's not yet clear how that compares to other infectious diseases. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The U.S. and Canada are preparing to announce a non-essential travel ban between the two countries because of the virus. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, trade and commerce will be excluded.
Canada had already closed its border to non-citizens, allowing only Canadians, permanent residents, and Americans to cross. Now the border will be closed to all tourists and shoppers from both sides. Several news sources have confirmed that a deal on the decision is expected to be announced within a couple of days, closing the shared border to all non-essential travel. It's a move designed to curb the spread of COVID-19. The agreement would allow some commercial traffic to continue to keep key supply chains intact. It's still not clear how the rules would apply to people who wish to visit family on the other side of the border. Canadians in the U.S. would still be allowed to return home. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
It's NPR. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones futures are suggesting a very negative open later this morning. The blue-chip futures are down more than 800 points, or nearly 4%. The pessimism comes even as the White House plans an economic stimulus coronavirus package. It's worth $1 trillion. France is now in its second day of lockdown to stop the spread of the coronavirus. People discovered outside on non-essential errands can be fined $150. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
To go to the grocery store, you have to fill out and sign a paper to show to police. On my way home from shopping, I pass a church with open doors as a funeral is ending. The only people coming out of the church are the pallbearers and the priest. Father Thierry Vernet says he is no longer allowed to hold services or celebrate Mass. We hope this isn't going to last too long, he says, but we're living it like a test that can help us grow. France has more than 600 people in critical condition. Hospitals are now at overcapacity in the hard-hit east of the country, and patients are being evacuated to hospitals in the south. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
China is banning American journalists from three U.S. media outlets from working in China and probably Hong Kong. China says this is a countermeasure. Last month, the U.S. designated five Chinese state outlets as foreign missions, and the U.S. limited the number of Chinese journalists to 100, forcing dozens of others out. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.